Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Where did our music bed go?
I don't know. I was surprised. I was sitting here turning my headphones up like, all right, I still don't hear the music. Something seems weird about this.
Yeah, we'll see if we can figure out what's going on. Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is a talk radio program where normally we have intro music that appears to not be playing for some reason. It's showing as though it is playing on our system, but I don't know what the hell happened.
Okay, well, there's that at least.
And well, we can sing.
I can see from here that it's not muted on the board, so yeah, I mean, that's the obvious.
Strange.
We can do mouth
strange.
Drums.
So, anyway, we'll try to figure that out as time goes on, but it appears we are broadcasting the show. So, of course, you can join us, and you can talk about absolutely anything that you want to discuss. The phones are open at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Wow. Okay, so Aria, just moments before the show, I told you about something that I found this weekend. The latest development in the world of artificial intelligence and... Once again, AI is changing the game. There were a lot of people who were saying that, like a lot of people in the graphics world were saying, Photoshop is hurting, they're dead, they're going to die because, you know, all these other competitors are coming up and there's all this other cool, like, AI graphic stuff that we've talked about a lot, like Midjourney and DALL-E 2 and Stable Diffusion, all these cool things that are out there that allow you to just generate.
Isn't it
imagery.
Amazing just how short-sighted people are? Because, yeah. Like, 20 years ago, these people were like, photography's dead.
Right.
Photoshop killed it. Photoshop turns into this cheap, tawdry whore, and we hate it. It's terrible.
They said the same thing about radio. You know, video killed the radio star. Yep. There's a song about that.
And yet, radio persists.
Radio's still there.
Photography is doing just fine. Photoshop didn't kill it.
And why wouldn't anybody consider or think that Photoshop would use AI technology to its advantage? I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
it's cool what came out.
So it seems like they were keeping it to their chest, right? They didn't go out there and say, coming soon. They just released this new update to Photoshop, maybe just a few days ago, like less than a week ago. And you have to pay, you know, I guess a lot of money to have Photoshop. I don't know what it costs, but there's like some sort of monthly fee.
Last I looked into it, it was like a $600 flat fee, but that was like 10 years ago.
I bet you there's like a, maybe there is a flat fee price and maybe some people pay monthly. I don't know.
But this was long before subscription models took over everything.
That's probably it. So anyway, if you're a subscriber to Photoshop, you have to go to the beta. Photoshop beta option. I guess that's like an option for you.
Oh, it's not fully officially released yet.
Apparently not.
Okay.
And then you activate the beta, and then you have access to their new, what they call, generative fill tool. And now this allows you as an artist or someone who has absolutely zero talent as far as art is concerned, because that's the cool thing about AI artwork, is you don't have to know how to do art. You just have to know how to type words. And you type words to tell these generative AI programs what you want to see on the screen. But now this AI art technology has been integrated into Photoshop, which anybody that's been around, you know, the online world for the last 20 years knows that Photoshop is like the top dog as far as editing imagery is concerned.
Yeah, it's curious. I was never very good with Photoshop, but... In the early days of my transition, like right before I'd even started on hormones, I used Photoshop a lot. I would take pictures of myself, and then I would do everything I could to like feminize my appearance with Photoshop. And I never got very good at it, but it was the only tool that was even capable of doing something like that. I mean, there were other like free tools, like freeware things, but they were nowhere near as powerful and nowhere near as capable as Photoshop was.
And everyone can do it on their phone with Facetune.
But if you're good with Photoshop, you're better than the Snapchat filters, because there's a feminize me or masculinize me Snapchat filter.
And those work pretty good.
Yeah, Snapchat's not as good as just doing it on Facetune. Snapchat is
Or Facetune as well, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
If you're good with Photoshop, you're better at editing pictures than any of those automatic processes.
Sure, but if you're good with Photoshop, you're probably in the top 1% of, computer users.
Snapchat is the automatic kind. Facetune is not. Facetune does have, one that's just turn me into a little boy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it also is just, you can just sit there and tweak things all day. That's why, you always have to assume that a celebrity's body doesn't really look like that, because they can literally just be I'm going to do this to my waist, pull it in and pull my butt out.
Right, and so now the other thing you have to assume, and we've been talking about this for some number of years with the rise of deepfakes, that technology has been around now for several years, where you can, swap people's heads into, take an actor's head and put it on a different actor, or their face and put it on a different actor's face, and do some really amazing stuff. Of course, there's that could affect the 2024 election coming soon, where it's don't know if it's real or not when you watch it, because it's getting that good.
And that's an interesting aspect of it. But in regard to selfies, I don't understand the appeal of Photoshop, and now we're going to see the artificial intelligence doing this, of making people prettier or sexier or more attractive than they really are, right?
Because eventually someone's going to see them in real life.
Yeah, it's are you doing it to attract a mate? Because they're going to want to meet you in real life.
They'll be disappointed if you are faking yourself so much.
And again, in the early days of my transition, I used that as sort of a coping mechanism, I guess, but I faced it out. Then I started using the built-in filters on my phone, and then I phased those out. So now if I upload a picture of me, it's just straight up me, right?
Yeah.
And maybe
it should be.
Yeah, maybe with some black and white filtering here and there or something like that, or some mild automatic color adjustment or something like that. But that's because when I look at these pictures, I want to know, hey, that's what I actually look like. Mm-hmm. It does me no good, and it does my self-esteem no good if I plug one of these pictures into an artificial intelligence and go, make me a 10, right? That doesn't do me any good. I don't understand the mentality of the person who gets something, who gets some sort of ego boost from doing something like that.
I think it's a lot of people, I'm sure it's an ego boost, but I met this girl, this group of people. Well, my friend had a bunch of friends, and I hung out with them for his birthday, right? And they were all younger than me, first year of college, and it was 2 years ago, so I was at least 4 years older than all of them. And this one girl, she was like, please don't post that picture of me. Wait till I Photoshop it, and then you can post it. But it wasn't in a, I just want to look really hot kind of way. It was in a, I will die if my real face gets out there. It's so embarrassing. It was crazy to me. She talked about how much anxiety she had all the time, and she was in a sorority, and she talked about how much the other girls had pressure on her. They were constantly competing to be completely perfect, and it was so weird.
I would have to leave fine looking. If I was in a conversation with somebody who just wanted to talk about how anxious they were all the time, I just don't care what your problem is. Let's talk about something that is actually meaningful. Let's actually go to the phones here. We got Photoshop. We'll continue with Photoshop here in a moment because it's pretty big news. But first, we have someone calling in. What's your name, caller?
Mikey.
Oh, it is Mikey.
Is this Mikey
the Snack Jew?
Mikey from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Fork Fest. You're one of the regular vendors at these summertime camping festivals. Are you calling from New Hampshire tonight?
Yes.
All right. Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, allegedly I'm banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Dennis has not explained why, but he did message me that I'm not welcome at the festival.
That's so weird. I thought that you just weren't, telling us why yet, and you were going to tell us tonight. You don't even know why he's banning you?
No, I have no idea why.
This is so weird.
And you have not even a speculation as to why?
I have suggestions from third parties that he's made accusations, but without corroboration from him, I don't want to say anything, because I have not heard anything from him.
Was this anything that was taking place, do you think, in any of the Porcupine Freedom Festival chats? Because Dennis also, in whatever little trip he's on, disconnected our Matrix bridge from the Telegram chats.
Whoa.
So we have, I'm not legally allowed to use Telegram, so I have literally no way of using the Porcupine Freedom Festival chats now. And I even emailed Dennis about this, like, hey, was this a mistake? Because, you know, I'm not the only one. Some of us no longer use Telegram. Some of us, like myself, aren't legally allowed to use Telegram. And that it this serves no purpose to disconnect this bridge, right?
So weird.
But he did. So I would. There's been arguments going on back and forth there about Maj Torre, whatever his name
the
is.
The Black Guns Matter activist.
And then it moved on to Robert Kennedy and mm-hmm. the Gun Free Zone. And regardless of what happens, it would appear to me that this is the most controversial Porcupine Freedom Festival I've ever seen. From a point of view of the organizer making questionable decisions.
Can he even just ban someone? I mean, when Ian got banned, it was like a whole board decision of the Free State Project, not just
it's a good question.
The person who was running Porkfest just deciding that.
That's not entirely clear. I did look at the terms and conditions of the ticket, and it claims that the producers can say someone's not welcome, mm-hmm. but there are, as I understand it, two producers. The other one is Constance, who I have not had any issues with at all.
Well, here's another technical question. If you're banned from Porkfest, does that actually ban you from the entirety of Rogers Campground?
That is another good question, because he did say, I will help you, you know, I'll help get your deposit back from Rogers, and I have not been refunded for anything yet, so I don't know.
Because there was a time.
Porkfest would say the answer is yes, though.
I bet they would, but there was a time when the Porcupine Freedom Festival rented the entire park, and they had, like, total dibs on everything. So at that time, I would say that you would have been banned from the entire park. But then a few years ago,
I would agree with Aria that this is the most bizarre, like, power trip I've ever seen of organizers.
It is
and I've
bizarre.
Been going since 2014.
It's bizarre because, for one thing, he can't even answer anybody. Like, he doesn't feel that anyone needs an explanation. Like, when I told him, like, this man, Maj Torre, whatever, is literally threatening violence, and that's about the one thing that libertarians are not okay with. Why is he still allowed to come to Porkfest? And he was just like, you don't understand. He didn't really mean that. The screenshot
well,
I have.
You're being negative and mean, and we can't have that at Dennis Fest.
How did that whole thing with Maj resolve? Like,
he's still invited to Porkfest, so being paid to come speak at Porkfest for some reason?
He's been explicit on Twitter calling for violence.
Dennis doesn't believe that.
He explicitly said, if I'm at Porkfest, then Porkfest is my community. Keep that in context, he said, alluding directly to his previous tweet about rolling up to stop drag queens in his community.
To assault
anyone who was involved in a drag
there
queen.
Was no
but he's not banned, but Mikey,
question
who's
about
never
it.
Threatened violence against anyone, is.
Have you, Mikey?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I am curious, and so I actually did reach out to Dennis, who is the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and I let him know. I said there's a rumor going around that Mikey has been banned from Porkfest, and I said, is there a statement that you have about this? Because I want to get both sides. If there's, you know, there must be another side to this. Apparently, you don't even know, Mikey, the reason you've been banned, and that seems like a strange thing to do, to tell someone they're not welcome somewhere and then not give them an explanation as to why. So I did give him a heads up. I gave it to him within the last couple hours, but he has seen the messages according to the delivery notices here on Twitter, and I have not yet heard back from him on this. When I have invited him to come talk about the previous controversies and, you know, promote Porkfest, because what I've said about the controversies thus far, and I'm not sure about this one yet because we don't know enough to make a decision, but the previous ones, the Maj Torre controversy and the fact that they're inviting scumbag politicians to speak on the main stage, I've said, look, I'm not saying anyone should boycott this event because I think overall it is still a good event. I have my disagreements with, you know, how they're programming the main stage content, but ultimately Porkfest isn't about what's on the main stage. It's about the 2,000 to 3,000 people who are there, and a lot of them are first-time visitors here in New Hampshire, and giving them a good impression of the community here. So, I mean, there's a reason to still attend the event.
So the funniest thing here is he got I understand he got upset that I insinuated he was a dictator, but the best way to prove that you're not a dictator is to start banning people.
Right. That's crazy.
This guy's like an egotistical narcissist of levels I've never seen before.
I'm not going to go and do name calling. I do think name calling.
It's like how someone's behaving. I mean, if you were being rude, I could say you're being rude, and it wouldn't be name calling.
Sure, I think that there has been a history over the years of Porcupine Freedom Festival organizers who normally would be very good libertarians. Well, as soon as they get a little bit of power, they start to kind of change their behavior. And
not an excuse.
No, I'm not making it as an excuse. I just think that that's what happens.
It seems to be when they get used to having that power as well. Because
you don't think they do it their first year out?
I don't think Dennis would have done this 2 years ago. I mean, he certainly didn't ban anyone 2 years ago or last year.
I was friendly with him 2 years ago. Mm. We were very good. We were very friendly. Like, what was it, 2021? It got along very well. I don't know what happened.
And the other thing about it is, Mikey isn't just like an attendee who, you know, just is there to drink beers and enjoy the place. He brings value to Pork Fest because he cooks every year.
He's also a vendor. I mean, he's got snack stands.
24 hours.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Where you can just go by and grab a snack and drop a dollar bill in.
Oh.
That's actually where I think this started to some extent, because last year, you know, I've run my snack stand for several years, and last year there was, I usually have like a little bit of shrink, but last year there was $300 worth of shrink, which was about half of the total sale.
Wow.
And I raised this issue in the Telegram chat, and he said, stop being negative. Most of the festival is great. And I said, no, I want this, you know, I'm not expecting to be compensated, but, you know, acknowledge that there's an issue here with the growth of the festival. Yeah, it's great we have more people, but I think it's become a little bit unwieldy because there's just so many people here. And then, you know, it went
from conservatives don't believe in the NAP, so.
The non-aggression principle?
Right.
That too. And it went from like a real Gestapo checkpoints where they would like really, you know, check you over to absolutely nothing. And I think just having like a little person at a gate there would keep the townies out from coming in who don't respect liberty, and they don't understand it, because it used to be you could leave your laptop or a gold bar out and it would be there the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And he banned me from the Telegram chat and then kept banning me progressively from additional chats, and now the Facebook group and now the festival. So
what was the, I know you don't know why he did all of this, but what was the subject of the discussions that you had been having recently?
I haven't said much recently, to be honest.
Well, apparently you called him a dictator. He said he called him a dictator at some point, right? So maybe.
Well, I've insinuated that in parts, but
I mean, then don't act like a dictator.
I don't know.
That's easy.
I mean, the only thing I've heard from other people is that he's accusing me of disrupting one of his hub chats, like Jitsi's or something, or Zoom chats, and I did not do that. And I said that to Constance, and he just believes that it was me.
And even if he did, ban you from Zoom. Right?
And, you know, even if that was the case, that's not a reason to ban someone for Porkfest, especially not without saying, you know, like, hey, stop doing this. But I didn't do it. I don't even know who did it or if it even happened.
We got one of our chatters, Jay. He says, the owner of Rogers will pretty much do anything that Porkfest requests them to do. They depend on the income to break even for the year. So he's suggesting that a ban from Porkfest may indeed translate into a ban from Rogers. But
that's the way it's run now, I think, is that if the organizers say this guy's got to be, you know, trespassed, then Crosby will do that, but
it's unnecessary.
This is totally unprecedented.
Yeah. Well, it's not unprecedented. I mean, they've banned people before. They banned Ian, and they have Christopher Cantwell.
Well, yeah, they've banned people before, but it was for, you know, there were more people, like, there are people who hate me who are defending me now.
I can see why they would
This is not like what Ian was accused of.
Well, we don't even know what you're being accused of.
I'm not even saying that you deserve that, but, you know, this is no one's agreeing.
There's
with
not him. A board going and voting. It just seems like it's just Dennis DMing you. So, yeah, it's kind of, it does seem a little
Pork
different.
Well, Porkfest is his. That's his claim.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not true. He's just the organizer of this. He didn't put up his own money to do this. It's the Free State Project. They have a budget for this. And I would, if I were you in this case, I would go ahead and you know, push the boundaries and see. It's like, okay, fine, you've banned me from Porkfest, so I won't come to the pavilion and the bowl area, which is where the official Porkfest is. For the last few years...
Well, that's the way the rational person views it, but Dennis was clear, I think, 2 years ago, when he said that we were behaving like drunken teenagers, encouraging people to sneak in or whatever, by suggesting that Porkfest happened down at the bottom of the hill.
But it did happen down at the bottom of the hill. And that's the big change that they made a few years ago, which was the best thing they could possibly do. I mean, to take people back just 4 or 5 years ago, they, what was it? It must have been 2019, I think, when there was, for years, there's been this area of Porkfest called Agora Valley, where it's like the first few rows of the RV area. It's kind of close to the pavilion area. That's been the hot zone. That's where if you want to, you know, you want to sell the most hamburgers or whatever it is that you're going to be doing, your vendor booth, you want to be in that area.
I think it was 2018.
No, because I was there. I wasn't there in 2018. And the year, I was there for the year that this happened, where there was a migration of the vendors. They all agreed, because the Porcupine Freedom Festival was becoming so controlling at that time. You know, for a freedom festival, it had become this place with all these rules, and you had to pay extra just to get in the Agora Valley spots, and then there was all these vendor rules that came with it, and it was just getting oppressive. And so the vendors...
Yeah, it's so expensive and complicated. And
yeah,
then
so
a lot of
this.
People left, and for those of us who stayed, it was like there was no foot traffic anymore.
Well, right. If you remember, the year of the final year where this finally blew up, there was essentially the vendors who were there regularly came together outside of Porkfest, and they said, we're going to set up our own vendor zone. It's going to be out of Agora Valley. That way we don't have to pay the extraction, essentially the Porkfest tax, to be in that specific spot. And they set up their own row, like two rows of the RV site that was, you know, like maybe 6 or 7 rows down. So it was well out of the Agora Valley area, so they weren't paying extra. And then they just started putting up bandit signs to let everybody know, I think they called it where it's at. And that's where literally everyone went. There were maybe 2 or 3 vendors who didn't get the memo and had set up in the Agora Valley, and it was like completely empty. There was no one vending there anymore, and it was basically the market telling Porkfest, y'all effed up, and we're just going to go take our marketplace over here. In fact, some of the vendors that had messed up unknowingly and set up in Agora Valley, they contacted the park and said, we want to move out to where everybody else is.
Yeah, so I can't say I blame them.
Yeah, they moved their sites. And it was after that year that Porkfest made the right move, and they said, you know what, we're not going to rent the whole park anymore. We're just going to rent the pavilion area. We're just going to rent the bowl area. Mikey, did you have more that you wanted to say about this?
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Stand by. Mikey's with us here. He's one of the regular vendors at Porkfest. He says he's been banned.
In the meantime, you're welcome at Porkfest.
Indeed, Porkfest is going to go on. We should talk about that. Coming up here, the number 603-283-6160. Porkfest did some decentralization, and it made it a better event. I want to talk about why they didn't go far enough.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden spoke at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery today, remembering all those who made the ultimate sacrifice serving our country.
To once again stand amid the rows and rows of marble stones and bear witness to the brave women and men who served and sacrificed for our freedom and for our future.
Biden said we must never forget what the rows and rows of marble markers at Arlington represent. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. President said the package is an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while avoiding a default. The trial of the man accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018 is set to begin tomorrow. Jury selection in Robert Bauer's capital murder case wrapped up last week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live with our mystery music just not being present.
Yeah, I didn't even notice the lack of outro music. However, I definitely noticed the lack of an incoming intro bed. Whatever it's called. I mean, they're music beds, but did we have outro?
Yeah, you know what? Good question. I didn't register it either.
I didn't either.
We're professionals here at Free Talk Live. But the commercials have been playing.
Okay, well, that's
but
good.
The music hasn't been
that
playing.
Would help solve a bit
strange.
Of the mystery, though, to find. Yeah. Okay, note to self. Bonnie's.
Oh, I see what happened.
Bonnie's still muted.
I see what happened. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Somebody hit the...
Oh, wait.
Somebody hit one of the buttons on the board.
Oh, it was muted?
Yeah, the music was... it was technical issue here. It was playing. It just wasn't making it to our headphones.
Okay, so but people out there were hearing it.
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. That makes us look even dumber.
Well, I mean, no, we could evaluate the situation closely and determine whether or not it went out there, but yeah.
It's hard.
Not actually calling you dumb.
Yeah, it's hard to do technical things while you're trying to host the show,
right.
Because obviously hosting the show is the most important thing. And hopefully we're going to have some shows from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, maybe.
Indeed.
I mean, Aria, you're planning on going. I think Captain Kickass is planning on going. Mark may be coming to town for this. So we're still trying to figure out what's going to happen with me. I've still got to have a meeting with my attorney tomorrow about whether or not that's going to even be on the table. So we'll let you know as that develops what that will look like. I think it's going to be a pretty last-minute outing to figure out who's going to be on and when and all those details.
I'm used to hosting it there. Doing it daily without you there to do it with is a bit of an ask because...
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes it a lot easier to have someone there who's, like, professional and ready to go at any time but can carry on a 3-hour conversation easily. Right. So
right.
I don't know about having one every day if you're not there, but...
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But hopefully Free Talk Live will have some sort of presence. We are definitely going to have a presence at Forkfest. and that is the decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was something that came out in the year 2017, and it is decentralized in that there's no tickets for ForkFest. You just get your RV site, your campsite, or your motel room from Rogers Campground. I suspect there's still some availability for ForkFest. I know the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the campground, is sold out. Bonnie found this out over the weekend. She was trying to get a campsite for one of her organizations that she works with, and they had to get on a waiting list at this point.
Oh, yeah, and I was like number 15.
So, yeah, the campsites, campsites and RV sites, and I'm sure motel rooms, are all sold out on the campground.
But
I'm sure
luckily, there are Porkfest Matrix and Telegram rooms. I suggest joining the Telegram room, because if you need to DM someone, most likely they're on the Telegram side. Anyways, you can go in there and just say, hey, I need to put up a tent. This is what I have. This is how many people I have. And somebody will haggle with you about.
Yeah, there's people willing to share. Willing to rent their sites.
So, I mean, we're already good. I'm just going to stay on the waiting list, because if it came open, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, you just
have
to be open to talking to people. I mean, if you want to get a ticket to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and you don't have a place to stay on the campsite, just go walk around and talk to people, or do what Bonnie did and get in the chat rooms in advance and ask for help. And usually there's somebody who'll say, yeah, I got plenty of room, come on. Because there are technically limits to how many people are supposed to be on a campsite, but it seems like the campground doesn't really enforce those limits during...
Yeah, they don't seem to care.
During the festival.
I mean, the harder they come down on the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the more they push them away. And yeah. Yeah, they don't like that.
Well, my people, for the record, aren't going to sleep on a thing that is too crowded or anything. They're going to sleep at the Free Talk Live one and table at the other one.
And I have to agree with Bonnie that joining the Telegram chat is the way to go. I wish that wasn't the case, but someone disconnected the Telegram chat from our Matrix server, so you can't.
Oh, I'm in a different one. It's called, like, Porkfest Agora that has a Matrix bridge.
So I got Mikey on the line with us here. He is one of the regular vendors for years, not quite a decade, but most of a decade, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and also at ForkFest. You've got, like, a little snack tent that you do. You do some cooking on demand as well there. And, Mikey, you say you received a ban message somewhat... Someone claiming to be the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival messaged you and said that you were banned from the event, but yet you have yet to actually have a meaningful conversation with anyone about this ban, what the reasons for the ban were. And so we were just talking. Are you still with us there, Mikey?
Yeah, I'm here.
We were just talking about how the Porcupine Freedom Festival was sort of forced by the marketplace to do some decentralization. I believe it was 2019 when they made this... They made this decision, or actually it was 2019 when the vendors made the decision to protest the Porcupine Freedom Festival's vendor restrictions and vendor costs by just abandoning the vendor area entirely and just setting up their own. Were you a part of that? Do you remember when that happened?
Actually, first I wanted to say the outro did work, but the intro did not.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I think it was 2018 that everyone abandoned. I think what's his name? Herschel, I think, was the one who did the where it's at thing a few rows down. And, and some people moved there. And then those of us who stayed in Agora Valley, not knowing this, were hung out to dry and there was like no foot traffic.
Right.
And so I think in 2019 is when they, you know, the market spoke and they pulled back. And also the vendor coordinator changed over, and the guy who was running it, Sean, improved things a lot. So he made it a lot more, you know, he didn't want to deal with all the hassle and dealing with that stuff. So he just said, I just want to know, you know, who's where and, you know, write it down. That's about it. No extra charges, nothing.
Mikey, I've seen the screenshot that you allegedly received from Dennis Pratt, right? And it says very clearly, you are not welcome. You are not allowed. Now, look, and this is an important distinction, because I'm not welcome at the Republican convention here in New Hampshire. But I'm absolutely allowed to go.
That's true.
I'm not welcome there. They don't want me there, but they have not banned me. This message does not say you are not allowed. It just says you're not welcome.
Right.
But it does say that he'll refund your ticket, so I think that Well, I mean, it is
different.
Just implied.
The ticket is different from the amount you pay to the campground to actually have the spot. The ticket from
Portfest. He didn't say ticket. Sorry. I didn't mean to say ticket. He said, we'll work with Rogers to refund you.
Your deposit.
Your deposit.
Well, maybe you don't need that kind of help. Maybe you don't want to work with them to work with Rogers. Maybe Rogers wants you to be there. Who knows?
Well, I mean, if he were willing to work with me, he could reach out to me in the first place to work with me and, you know, head this off in the first place.
Yeah, that's strange.
Even the accusations that I alluded to earlier, I actually just remembered that I submitted a hub like a month ago, April 28th or 29th, for the Jewish Libertarians thing, and he refused to post. I noticed he refused to put on the map or the list, and then my Jewish events were not put on the schedule. My tours that I've done the past 2 years were originally on the schedule, and he has since removed them.
Weird.
Yep.
So it was a whole month ago that he refused to put them on the map?
Yeah, so even though he's making these claims that something I allegedly did, which I absolutely deny, he was preventing me from interacting with Porkfest even earlier than that. Mm-hmm. So what he's claiming now is not possible.
Breaking. Really. Does Dennis Pratt hate Jewish people?
Oh, I don't know about that, but
this all does seem very petty and childish.
It seems
though, like
a personality conflict that, you know, maybe you got on his bad
but
side.
But he's like a mainstay at Porcupine. He was one of the first people I met at mm-hmm. the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He's been there vending every single year that I've gone, and it's
I remember when Will Coley brought you, and I to be honest, I didn't care for you at first, but I consider you one of my closest friends now.
I appreciate that. And I'm accustomed to that. You know, people are like, I don't know about this person. And, you know, I win them over.
And it wasn't even the way you presented you. It wasn't even your, you know, gender thing. It was I think you were just really hopped up on stuff, and it just was,
allegedly.
That was grating. You know,
I was on a lot.
I don't know how to tell that stuff. But
just kidding.
Well, it's always awkward your first year into any new group, and whenever
that's
you come
true.
Into a whether it's a convention or it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you're the new guy or the new gal or whatever, and you get introduced to people or you meet some people, but it's not the same as coming back for the next year. When then you know, then it's like, oh, hey, here's people I know. I feel comfortable, and now I'm meeting more new people, and because the people that I've met last year are now introducing me to new people. So it's always awkward that first year out. I mean, I remember when I think the first time I met you, Aria, was we were dancing at the party tent or whatever during one of the raves that was going on. I don't know if I even met you at that time. Just we were in the same tent together. But you know, you weren't the most outgoing, I don't think, person at that
time. No, I'm pretty shy, especially around new people.
Well, Aria hates electronic music.
I don't hate it.
She was in there.
She's probably very upset. Just kidding.
So, Mikey, like I said, if it were me in this case, I would go ahead and test the boundaries of this and say...
I fully intend to. I've been offered sanctuary by numerous people, so I guess if he wants to ban half the festival, he can do so, but... Plenty. I mean, they would have to inspect every car basically to make sure I don't get in.
And oh, I hope they don't run that back.
Yeah, they did that with Chris Cantwell.
I will also say, you know, if a Snack Jew stand just appears at the Free Talk Live site, you know, I wouldn't object, right?
So you're not telling people, just to clarify, you're not asking for anybody to boycott the event or anything like that?
No, and I encourage people to buy tickets because I don't like when people say, oh, I'm not going to buy a ticket because I don't support what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This event barely makes a profit if it does. And a lot of the infrastructure, like the porta potties and the extra facilities they do, does cost money. So I do encourage people to buy tickets. And I don't want people sneaking in like that with no tickets. So and I don't want people disrupting things either because I've been accused of disrupting things. And I mean, that could be a point of view things, but you know what's a reasonable thing to do. So please buy tickets if you're
going to
go.
Are you going to be attending Forkfest from June 15th through 18th?
I plan to.
Okay.
I plan to be there for the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's going to put the park in a kind of a weird spot, right? Because you've reserved
Wait, it's
your...
the 15th. Sorry, isn't it the 16th, 17th, 18th?
I'll 15, have to double 16. Check that. I thought it was
the 19th is the first day of Porkfest, which is Monday.
Right.
We've been saying 15th or the 18th, so I think 18th
is
Thursday.
True.
Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah,
I just didn't know.
It is Fork Fest. It's however long you want to go.
I didn't know people show up on the Thursday if it's the weekend.
Well, I mean, it used to be a seven-day event, so it's just kind of like a long weekend,
I mean,
basically.
His whole week is going to be occupied trying to locate me and all kinds of insane things. I mean, people could call in Mikey sightings everywhere, and you know, there's more important things than dealing with me. So, you know, if he just ignored me in the first place, it probably would have, you know, beyond the fact that he ignored me over the thefts and stuff, but if, you know, if he stopped banning me from everything, it wouldn't have escalated to
just
this.
Just call him and say, I just saw a yarmulke peering out through the bushes. It went away faster than I could catch him.
And I mean, you definitely haven't threatened violence or haven't threatened to assault anyone, and to me, that's threatening to violate the non-aggression principle is one of the few things worthy of
well,
being
banned.
Well,
that's the thing.
Yeah,
it's like the guy that threatened violence is going to be on the main stage speaking.
Being paid to speak.
Maj Tour is going to be speaking from the pavilion, from the official main stage, after not only threatening violence, threatening to assault anyone that has a drag queen story hour on the Pork Fest, on the entire campground property, but not even apologizing or acting like he made a mistake, or he's doubled down, in fact.
Oh, but Dennis talked
statement.
To him privately, and privately he said he wasn't serious.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't mean that exactly.
And then he also said he was willing to have a conversation with people at Porkfest about it. And I said, well, why should we wait? Let's have a conversation right now. Here's my, you know, nationally syndicated radio show. We'd love to have you on to clarify what you meant by that, since you're willing to have a conversation.
He doesn't like to have conversations he can't control.
No, and he turned us down, actually. I invited him on more than one occasion. Invitation's still open if he decides to change his mind.
That's both of them, too. Dennis and Maj.
That's true. There's an invitation to Dennis as well to come on the show, and he actually sort of declined, but not really. He said that he wanted to be on a podcast.
Yeah, which is a weird thing to...
And I said,
on the internet
too.
Well,
we have fewer breaks than ever. We used to have 4 breaks an hour. We only have 2. So if you were to come on for an hour of Free Talk Live, there's only actually 1 break to interrupt you, right? It's the bottom of the hour break. That's the only one that would interrupt. So we can get really deep into conversations like we were never able to do prior to this year. And I pointed that out to him, I think, and he hasn't really, like, you know, taken me up on the offer. I don't know why he would want to just be on a podcast beyond just the format, because there's more
listeners.
Well, we
could easily do a Freer Talk Live that he could tune in and listen to. And something tells me he still wouldn't be willing to do it.
Well, maybe I should make that offer to him at this point, because, like, you know, why wouldn't you want to be on a radio show when you can reach more people?
I mean, most podcasts are only like half an hour long anyway.
It's like I said, that's a great point. And, you know, I don't think people should boycott this event. I didn't even think people should boycott the event when they banned me from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I actually wrote an article at Free Keen about how, well, I can't go, but you should still go, because despite whatever personality conflicts there might be there, there's still going to be 1,000 really cool people there that, you know, a lot of them you're going to get along with. So you should go and meet them. So I'm glad that you're also still supportive of the event. I'm glad you're going to be at Forkfest, which is happening June 15th through the 18th. And that is essentially the pre-party for the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. It used to be after the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the last few years. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about that event. And, Mikey, was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Not really. I think that was basically the message I want to get across. And maybe Dennis will come on now, because he'll have to do some damage control, because I'm sure a lot of people heard this and are going to be not too happy about it.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And I hope cooler heads can prevail on this, and maybe there can be some kind of, you know,
well, Dennis has been
situation.
All thanks for the Buddhist call. Bobby Hill on social media. Now, I am great and holy, and we should all live in peace and love all over the place. So where is that in this particular scenario, right?
I guess
it's easier to say, oh, we must, I'm so happy to see you people have found middle ground and walking around like Bobby Hill thinking he's the Dalai Lama, but maybe actually apply some of that. And I use that example because in one of the episodes, Bobby Hill of King of the Hill, he thought he was the Dalai Lama. And he said something, one of his friends accused another of playing only sharps. And he says, well, then you should play only flats, and together it will be harmony. And, of course, that's not at all the way that music works. And it's a completely useless thing
to have
said.
It's just like a saying that he thought sounded deep.
Right. He thought it sounded wise and deep and meaningful, but it wasn't. And that's a lot of what I've seen from Dennis Pratt's sort of meditative, like, not meditative, his sort of messages along those lines on Twitter and social media.
A lot of times people fail to reach the levels that they would like people to aspire to. The old saying is don't ever meet your icons, right?
The people, your
heroes, right? Because they're only going to disappoint you.
Before we move on from the King the Hill thing, I just want to say my favorite part of that episode is when Hank is mad at Bobby and he says, Buddhist liar.
Like, I haven't taken it personally.
My favorite part is when he walks into the bedroom and he sees Bobby sitting there going, I need it. And he's like, no, God dang it, no way.
Dennis has thrown around some insults online towards Bonnie and I. And I personally don't take it personal. I understand that he is doing a job that I wouldn't wish on anyone. He's trying to organize.
Not an excuse. It's like, your job is stressful.
I'm just explaining why I understand. And so I understand that somebody who's under a lot of stress can snap, right?
Because it's like throughout the day you don't have any moment of clarity and apologize for the things you're doing or stop the things you're doing or objectively.
Maybe he will be able to do that and apologize to Mikey and welcome him back. I don't know. I don't know how personal this is.
I don't know if he can admit that he's wrong at this point.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he can save face or whatever. But I get that being in the position of organizer of the world's most popular, most attended Liberty Festival, which is what the Porcupine Freedom Festival is. For a time, it was an Acapulco. An Acapulco did have that sort of title.
This year they kind of had a weird outdoors one pavilion. I don't know. This year, an Acapulco was like a weird outdoors
hidden.
Oh, yeah,
they left
hidden,
the hotels.
Just looked so much like it had declined, but I've never been.
I thought
to
it looked
win.
Cool. I wish I could have been there for it. But anyway, what I want to point out is doing the organizing of that is stressful. I mean, there's a lot of
certainly, but it doesn't have to be, right? And like last year was supposed to be Dennis's last year of doing it.
Okay. Not all alone.
They seem to be having a hard time finding anyone who wants to do it because, as you mentioned,
the job sucks.
But they don't have to do it.
That's
all they
the
have
point.
To do is like, all right, these are the dates. Have a good time.
That's the point. That's what I wanted to say was that I think that's where the Porcupine Freedom Festival still dropped the ball, even though they did the right thing and they decentralized the camping area. So they, as I was explaining earlier, the vendors, they had a protest in 2018 or 2019, and they went to their own area of the campground, and Porkfest said, oh, crap, no one's in our designated vending area. This has completely failed. So, fine, we'll just let it go. And they stopped reserving the entire park at that point, and they only reserved the pavilion area, which is like sort of the focus. It's the main area. They reserved that area with the campground, and then they program the official Porkfest program there, and then there's just whatever happens in the park. There's all this other stuff that happens. And the Free State Project does try to kind of keep track of it, so you can inform them that, oh, I'm going to set up this thing on this site. It's going to be our hub, and it's going to focus on cryptocurrency, or we're going to set up this other hub over here. It's going to focus on secession.
And there's a lot of this, by the way.
There's a lot.
For the last 2 years especially. I mean, last year there was a movie being played on a giant projector. There was a fireside hub or something like that where they
all
were doing speeches. There were podcast places.
There's like
places.
A Christian hub, and there's all kinds of stuff. And so that was the right move, to decentralize that, to stop charging for the prime locations, and just let the market handle it. Let people contact a campground and pay for their site and just have that off the table of Porkfest entirely. But what you're saying, Arya, is they should have gone further and they should have said, you know what, we're not even going to do any kind of official program or anything.
Well, they could provide an app. Right, if they want to do that,
done in the past.
Yeah, provide a decentralized. I don't remember what Eventify was. It Eventify.
What's the one that you hired?
Yeah, one of them was very good about this, and there was the capacity to allow other people to add their own events to it. It took some backdoor maneuvering to make it happen, but still, with the Porcupine Freedom Festival's money, they could pay to have this sort of thing done, and then
sure.
They just have this app where you can add your own events to it, and then they don't even have to manage it.
That would have been the ideal, sort of a decentralized app or something like that. Maybe it doesn't exist, but there's a bunch of programming geeks within the Free State Project. They could have rolled something up.
Eventify doesn't do that unless you make every user an administrator, and then you do still have to have someone who makes them an administrator when they signed up. That's the only real thing, right? You couldn't just create an account and start doing it. But as you mentioned, They have someone there who could make that happen. They certainly do.
So they could have done that.
Eventbrite? Is that it?
No, it was tickets.
It was Eventify that we used.
Yeah, so they could have just said
Firefly.
They could have just stepped back from the pavilion and said, look, we'll let somebody else rent the pavilion. Hey, anybody else want to rent the pavilion? You get the top dog, top place. You get to schedule whatever you want to schedule in there. You know, maybe a sponsor like Reason.com or whatever would have come in, and then it was in the Reason Pavilion, and they would have scheduled whatever speakers
which
they
want happened
there.
In years past. I think it was my second year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. When they returned to the media room upstairs, it was the Dash Pavilion with a giant Dash banner on the side of it.
It was still programmed by the Free State Project. It was still rented by the Free State Project. So I'm talking about where the Free State Project would have nothing to do with programming it or even renting it. Now, the argument for the Free State Project doing some level of organization would be like, okay, but who's going to bring in the extra bathrooms? That's something that they do now, and the question is, would
Rogers Campground?
Couldn't they just do that and other little things that like an event would need without doing everything else?
Yeah, that's true, and they could have done
why
that.
Why couldn't they just do that?
Yeah, they could do that. They could just
really
do the.
Are they really necessary? Are the porta potties really necessary?
I've heard that they are because like the water will get all used up, and I don't know.
Yeah, the bathrooms can only handle so much traffic. Basically, that. So what you're saying, Bonnie, is that they could still kind of
do
have
the necessities,
tickets.
The bare necessities.
They could still do some of the
simple bare necessities.
The infrastructure, I guess, would be the terminology there, and then just let the market handle all the programming. Because the big controversy before Mikey getting banned this year was the Maj Tour threats, which the organizer did nothing about, and then also the fact that there's going to be these thug politicians like RFK Jr. and Vivek and
Ramaswamy
and Tulsi. And,
whoa, I didn't know she's going to be there.
Yeah, she's going to be there. And then Larry Elder is going to be there as well. All these national politicians are going to be there speaking from the main stage, which, in my opinion, is a bad look. I mean, I think...
Libertarians happy. And that's the part that concerns
Why
me about
that
this.
Make libertarians happy?
I feel like it legitimizes them.
I haven't seen that many that it makes happy. Like, it obviously makes Dennis Pratt happy. But most people I've seen responding to this, even like the LPNH types that I usually disagree with, have been like, this is ridiculous. Why are you doing this? If you do this, like, the only thing we're going to do is go in there to make him look bad. I don't see anybody saying, like, I just can't wait to hear him. I don't know.
There's
not a lot.
Coming up. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. More on AI coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.